Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Wanted to catch up. You know, we did that really interesting conversation on education yesterday, and then Joey brought to my attention the story about absenteeism. You know, we had talked to Livia Stanford about the cell phone policies, and how, you know, she got some real feedback from schools about how they've been doing, and we talked about, you know, especially in the pandemic and coming out of it, how a lot of kids got lost in the system and a lot of people are missing school. And Natasha Sokoloff for CT Insider writes a story, Connecticut improving chronic school absenteeism, but not fast enough to hit target, report shows. So we thought it'd be worth sort of tacking on to yesterday's conversation and talk to Natasha. Good morning, Natasha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. So give us a little bit of the data that you found in looking into this issue of absenteeism here in Connecticut.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess just to first start off, you know, chronic absenteeism, it's important to note this isn't just an issue in Connecticut. It's an issue, you know, across the country. You know, schools are still struggling with getting their kids back into the classroom in the wake of the pandemic. And we saw those chronic absenteeism rates peak just the year after the COVID-19 pandemic. And essentially recent state data shows that, you know, while those rates are improving, they're still not at the levels that they were in, say, 2018, 2019. So right now, the current chronic absenteeism rate is around 17%, whereas, you know, before the pandemic, we were seeing rates of around, you know, 10%. So we are still seeing, you know, levels that are starting to wean off a little bit compared to the peak, but not where Connecticut is, you know, trying to get.
We'll get to the trying to get in a second. How do we compare to like our neighboring states?
Right. So essentially, most of the states are seeing around the same type of trends. You know, I don't know the specific data off the top of my head about, you know, where exactly we fall compared to others. But I do know that, you know, this new report that came out, it does note that Connecticut does have some of the stronger chronic absenteeism policies. So compared to other states, and what that essentially means is that the state does, you know, according to this report, a good job in tracking, you know, data surrounding attendance and requiring districts to submit, you know, data every month, every year on attendance and, you know, collecting that and compiling that into reports and trying to figure out, you know, where can we improve, which districts need the most help and, you know, what programs are working.
Before I, you know, get to some potentially unfair questions for you, what is the stated goal and how did they arrive at the number? I mean, you talk about this report from EdTrust, but like, just talk a little bit about the targets.
Yeah, so with EdTrust, it's basically this nonprofit education research organization, and they essentially, in the wake of the pandemic, came up with this 50% challenge, which basically asks states to pledge to the goal of slashing their chronic absenteeism rates in half over the course of 5 years. So that would mean that, you know, Connecticut's in 2027 and 2028, the goal would be for chronic absenteeism rates to reach around 9%. And to be on track for that goal, in the 2024-25 school year, Connecticut would have had to have been around 15%. But we were actually at around 17%. So not quite reaching that, you know, ideal trajectory that this this organization has asked states to pledge to, but Connecticut has seen improvement in certain areas and is definitely, you know, better than we were a few years ago, but, you know, not reaching that target.
We're talking with Natasha Sokoloff from CT Insider. And again, you can read the piece at ctinsider.com, or you can just sort of Google her name and CT Insider, and it'll pop up for you. I'm curious, you know, in terms of how they do this, is there any insight? I mean, do they have a master list, and they actually go out in the field and try to locate kids?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
In terms of collecting data?
Well, in terms of finding to improve absenteeism, they have to get the kids to come to school. So how do they go about doing that?
Right. So that's definitely something that has been at the forefront of a lot of conversations, you know, in Connecticut and in other states. And something that, you know, Connecticut did initiate in the wake of the pandemic to try to help alleviate these really high rates was establishing the LEAP program, which stands for the Learner Engagement and Attendance Program. And that initiative was basically, it's solely working on combating chronic absenteeism. And how that works is, you know, they have state resource teams conducting home visits, working with families, you know, really looking into what barriers there are to attendance and connecting students and families with extra resources and support. So that's it's a state-funded initiative, and, you know, it's something that the state says they see is working, and they plan to continue putting money into it and, you know, having more teams and resources, you know, out there for these students.
Anything else like in the piece or that you learn in your reporting you think it's important or interesting for people to hear?
Yeah, you know, I think the last thing is just, you know, talking to teachers and talking to educators. The biggest thing driving these rates is just overall disengagement, you know, from classrooms. And teachers I've spoken with attribute that to a number of factors, whether it be, you know, the rise in social media use or just, you know, social and behavioral health challenges that students are increasingly dealing with. You know, we see a higher number of needs among students. So there's a number of factors that, you know, contribute to this, but I know that the teachers I've spoken with have definitely made it one of their top priorities to, you know, make sure that kids are in the classroom and getting the support they need, because, you know, that can make all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Natasha, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Natasha Sokoloff with CT Insider joining us here on Brian & Company. Again, some good data points there. I mean, it's improved, but not quite where they want to be, but they're not far off. I'm just sort of between, I mean, there's so many emotions, you know, between absenteeism and, you know, but this young girl getting murdered in New Britain allegedly by her family. You know, she had just been pulled out of school and was being homeschooled, and who has oversight and where should the check-ins be and how regular, you know, everyone's really quick to blame like DCF. But if she had, there are some reports that this young girl was killed soon after she was pulled out of the school system. And so maybe it was too early to have, you know, if whatever checks might have come in. I don't know. But, you know, the biggest concern is kids slipping through the cracks. And I'm not into overregulation and over this and over that. But I mean, if there aren't contact points with kids, then it's hard to know how they're doing. And I never really realized how important it is, you know, going to school, you're getting people, they see the kids, they see how they're doing, and they can recognize things, how they're dressed, how they're eating, you know, how they're behaving. And those things can all be indicators of good things and bad things. And that's really important. So like, I think about this stuff a lot, you know, cause then it gets me into how lucky I was as a kid and how lucky my kids are in terms of like, there's always, you know, if not concerned, at least, and maybe even not caring, but at least attentive eyeballs that are on them. Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.